Now, when we come to chapter 28, we follow the reign of Ahaz. Ahaz was 20 years old when he began to reign. He reigned 16 years in Jerusalem, but he did not that which was right in the sight of the Lord, like David his father, for he walked in the ways of the kings of Israel and made also molten images of Balaam. Well, I think we knew that sooner or later we'd get a bad king, and this is the one. Ahaz was a bad king. He walked in the ways of the kings of Israel, and that meant evil. He burnt incense in the valley of the son of Hinnom, and he burnt his children in the fire. That means that he offered them on a red-hot altar, which actually was an idol that was heated red-hot. Human sacrifices were offered in that day, after the abomination of the heathen, whom the Lord had cast out before the children of Israel. He sacrificed also and burnt incense in the high places on the hills and under every green tree. Now, Ahaz went completely into idolatry and plunged the southern kingdom into idolatry. And as a result, we now begin to see the sad future of the southern kingdom. Already the northern kingdom has gone into captivity in Assyria. Now God is giving a warning to the southern kingdom that they likewise will fall into captivity, not to Assyria. It was to Babylon later on. Now I read it, verse 5. Wherefore the Lord his God delivered him into the hand of the king of Syria, and they smote him and carried away a great multitude of them captives and brought them to Damascus. And he was also delivered into the hand of the king of Israel, who smote him with a great slaughter. Now, God opens up the doors, as it were, to his nation, to his people, and permits the enemy to come in. Syria now has come down, and for the first time, why, the wall is breached into the southern kingdom, and many are taken captive. Now, the sad part was that the northern kingdom had joined with Syria in making this attack, and we find that many had been taken into captivity of the southern kingdom by the northern kingdom. That is, Israel had taken Judah into captivity. Now, will you note, for Pekah the son of Remaliah slew in Judah 120,000 in one day, which were all valiant men, because they had forsaken the Lord God of their fathers. And Zichri, a mighty man of Ephraim, slew Maaseiah the king's son, and Azrikam the governor of the house, and Elkanah that was next to the king. And the children of Israel carried away captive of their brethren 200,000 women, sons and daughters, and took also away much spoil from them, and brought the spoil to Samaria. Now this is a very sad plight for the southern kingdom, and God permitted it because of the fact of the sin of Ahaz, and the people had plunged into idolatry in a very real way.